The Prayer Kitchen. Words from Jesus.
Praying for the people in your life is one of the absolute best things you could ever do for them. It's the most effective way to influence someone's life. When you pray, I work. When you pray, my hand moves in their life. And my influence, my words, and my ways are more powerful than yours. So don't be discouraged if prayer is all that you can do for someone you care about. Even if your friend or loved one is not close to me, prayer is not the last resort, but the best resort. When you pray for the people in your life, you are drawing on the bank of heaven on their behalf. You are making them eligible to partake of heaven's wealth. Even if all you can do for a loved one is pray, you can still heave a sigh of relief, because then it's in my hands. When you pray in full faith, nothing is impossible if you believe. Prayers of faith can overcome limits, boundaries, and impossibilities. Of course, even though you are praying and committing the situation to me in prayer, that doesn't mean, presto changeo, all things will turn out as you had hoped in an instant. My miracles, and especially my miracles of hearts and lives changed, often take time. In some ways, I'm a bit like a chef when it comes to working in people's lives and turning their hearts and spirits toward me. I work thoroughly, which sometimes means slowly. I take out all my ingredients. I chop and blend and mince and sauté and slice and mix and pour and taste. It's an intricate process, working in the kitchen of changing lives. It's an art, something that must be done right and carefully. Something that cannot be rushed, or steps would be missed, and the outcome would not be as delectable. Sometimes you and I work in the kitchen together, as there are jobs that you can do. You chop and I fry. You wash and I mix. It's always enjoyable for me to work with you in changing a life and heart. But there are times when I know the job will be done more beautifully and accurately if it's left up to me, if it's in my court. If, through your prayers, you give all the ingredients, utensils, and stove space to me so that I can work freely. During such times, I don't want you to worry that the life that you're praying for won't change, that your friend or loved one will never come to accept me. Neither do I want you to worry that the process isn't going quickly enough. Trust me, no matter what the situation looks like to you. Trust that in my time I'll call you into the kitchen to check out the progress or to taste the final outcome. That time may not come as soon as you would like. In fact, it may not even happen during your or their life on earth. But if you've done your part to pray and to give me full room to work in the kitchen, then the good work I've begun will be performed all the way through till the end. My work in a person's life is also limited by that person's choices. If they're making choices that take them away from accepting me or opening their lives to my spirit, then they limit what I am able to do for them. But don't stop praying, even when it seems as if the person is never going to change or the situation is never going to improve. Even if you feel you have reached the limit of what you can do for someone, don't give up on prayer and trusting me for what I can do for them. No matter what, you can always pray, and prayer is more powerful than any force of the enemy. So keep holding on to those that you care about through prayer. Keep working through your prayers and asking me to perform wonders in people's lives. Don't worry about how long it takes or what the effect of your prayers will be. That's my job. My job is to bring the increase, the outcome, and the desired fruit. Your job is to pray. Never give up on prayer. Your prayers will result in lives and hearts changed for my glory and for my kingdom. No matter what your present job, ministry, calling, or current situation in life, you can be an influence on others. Let me use your eyes to see the needs of others, whether great or small. Let me use your ears to hear the heart cries of the lost. And let me use your tongue to share my words of love and compassion, prayer and encouragement with others. Let me break your heart for the multitudes of people who have not yet received or understood my love. Let me use your hands to dry the tears of those who are crying, to give a pat on the back to those who are discouraged, to be a helping hand to someone who is falling by the wayside. You do not have to go out looking for ways to be a reflection of my love. You just need to be willing and available, heed my gentle whispers, and be attuned to the voice of my spirit. I will put situations in your path that may seem small and insignificant, but they are great in my sight. The tasks before you may seem too hard, too big, or too much for your frail human hands, but it's not too much for me if you cast your cares upon me. This is the secret. This is the key to accomplishing what is set before you. This is the solution. Cast your burdens upon me. Lay them on the altar and leave them there, and I will sustain you. Don't pick them up again and walk off with them, but rather fully entrust them into my care. As you fly to me on the wings of prayer, as you retreat in rest and refilling, I will give you day by day, step by step, moment by moment, the solutions that you are seeking. So rest in me and lean wholly on me.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.